Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got a lot of ground to cover. Pistons played their biggest game in years. Here's your recap. All right, now that that's done, we have to have a conversation. First of all, I want to wish Rico a happy Founders Day. He's all geared up for his pay-for-friends scam known as a fraternity. He rolled in. Hold on, David.
Watch out, Mike. Be careful, man.
Hold on. When he rolled in, I went, man, I didn't know you were a Newcastle fan. He's got this crested Q-zip on, and it looks regal. He looks like he should be on the cast of The Crown. And he's like, that's not a soccer team, you dumbass. He goes, that's my fraternity. I'm like, what? When did they get gear? And he goes, oh, listen, it's Founders Day. Oh, excuse me.
You done?
That's amazing.
You know what? I'm going to HR.
There you go.
I'm going to HR.
By the way,
I feel aggrieved.
Kenny, this training we're doing for the company is electric.
I feel a rate coming. Go ahead.
No. I'll just tell you, the videos we're watching for the training, this Daryl, 2-1, he's a serial killer.
Seems like quite the
this
character,
guy,
you know?
Is terrifying. All right. Big Founders Day for you.
You're a pervert.
Big Wednesday for me. Okay, then. Let's get into this.
Alpha Phi Alpha.
When did Founders Day start?
December 4th, 1906.
Man, congratulations.
Thank you.
Only a couple of years before you were born.
There it is. I told you. Told him right there.
There's the rate.
There it is. No, David, I was watching HR, and it says, I don't have to accept this. It's unacceptable,
yeah, really?
Michael. I can roll up a newspaper. No.
Good. Play the Italian theme song and have Kenny tell you more about Guidos. Now let's do some business.
Wait, is possum stew?
Okay. I want to bring something up. I shouldn't do this because I have a couple days off coming up and I don't really feel like getting in arguments with people, but I'm going to do the job. I want to know if anyone feels the way I do. I want you to know it is a safe space. I want you to know you won't be judged. Not by me, at least. And I want to know if you're brave enough to admit something with your lions. I am very concerned about the next couple of weeks. I'm very concerned. And it is not only the schedule. It is watching your games. It is, I don't know if there's a team in football that needs a bye week more than you. Then we start to talk about the injuries that have just piled up. I think everyone's gotten a little too comfortable where we pretend they're already not down Derek Barnes and not down Aiden Hutchinson and not down Marcus Davenport. And now you're seeing DJ Reader's hurt. Now you're seeing Onzerike is hurt. Now you're seeing Carlton Davis is hurt. And on and on and on. I mean, TJ's best friend, Pete Muhammad, is playing major snaps. Like, you have the Packers this Thursday. You get the Bills with a break, Mike. Thank God you're going to go Thursday to Sunday and get a little break. But I, guys, no one has been more positive about this football team. I think they are winning the Super Bowl. I'd be lying to you here on Founders Day. I can't lie to you on Founders Day if I told you I wasn't concerned and I think this team looks very vulnerable. I just want to know, and again, you know something else that bugged me? Enrico, I'm not trying to be provocative, and this it doesn't mean I don't like the guy. I listened to Dan Campbell's interview Monday with Cookies and John, and it I don't want to say it rubbed me the wrong way, because that's a little too terse, but it was almost like Jim's drop that I have. Where is that? The whoa thing he does, that stupid stuff. Whatever. Dan Campbell, after the Jahmyr Gibbs thing, basically going, I don't give a damn. I'll put out the whole playbook.
Whoa.
I'm like, all right. Now, hold on. You know, can we just take a step back here and let's keep the main thing the main thing? We're on to Cincinnati, so to speak. Look, I want to know if anybody feels the way I feel, but you're afraid to say it. Because right now, if you do, it's going to be a witch hunt. People are going to come after you. They're going to be angry. They're going to call you a hater. None of which I'm doing. Your injuries have gotten to a point. It's parity. And the schedule is brutally difficult here the next couple of weeks. And the Thursday short week with the Bears and coulda, shoulda, lost. You get a major showdown with the Pack. You get a major showdown with the Bills. And then in Chicago, where somehow, whatever voodoo they have, they always beat your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles aren't slowing down. I'm concerned. Because here's all I'm left to sell you. Here on Founders Day, MF, I am left to sell you, well, Aaron Glenn will come up with something. Things. Guys, it's not, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, that's not how I do things. But I want to know if anyone feels how I do. Hope they win, want them to win, hope they don't lose a game. But Rico, on Founders Day, you getting a little concerned?
Yes.
A little bit.
A little bit. I think a lot of it is maybe you feel like that Tigers voodoo will just roll over into the Lions voodoo and something will happen. Jared Goff throws five picks. Don't worry about it. We win. Oh, we do. Something bad goes down. Don't worry about it. They'll cover up. Another defensive lineman. Ah, that's okay. Amon Ra will throw a touchdown. We'll put Penei Sewell out on a trick play. You'll forget all about how bad the defensive line is. It's almost like, hey, look over here so you don't notice the deficiencies that are going on. Yeah. There are. The defense is losing more and more people, and you're now about to play three games in a row where, yeah, Green Bay, it's a different Green Bay than what you played earlier this year.
And they're banged up, too.
They are.
But point taken.
But Love is not on one leg anymore. So then you got Buffalo, to me, who is starting out to become that hot team right now. You know, you got to wonder, did the Lions maybe peak too soon, where they were just – doing all types of stuff. But yeah, I was with you on that whole, we'll throw out the whole playbook. Like, okay, let's get a little bit of humility, guys. We haven't won anything yet.
Like, I'm as excited as anybody to get to the playoffs, but the Eagles haven't slowed down. You're facing a gauntlet.
Yeah.
And they're facing no one the next couple weeks. And your injuries, guys, it's very real. And what Aaron Glenn has done, the biggest compliment he will be paid, he's going to be a head coach. He's going to be highly sought after.
What about this? And Vikings aren't going anywhere.
They're fake.
You know what? They keep faking their way into winning.
Can't win with a redhead.
And winning.
It's rule number 76. Can't win with a ginger. Name one redheaded quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl. Can't win with a ginger.
There hasn't been one.
Nope. Can't win. Listen, they don't have souls. How would you win a Super Bowl? Especially on Founders Day. David, now listen.
Was Danny White a redhead?
No.
No.
Listen to me. It's Founders Day. No messing around. Good calls only. 248-539-9797. So, David, safe space. No judgment. Is it okay to feel like a little nervous here next few weeks? Or is it just whatever, voodoo, Aaron Glenn, things, Sewell passes, stuff?
No, naturally, and we've watched football for a long time, naturally, December is the toughest for those that make the playoffs. That drive to January to playoff time is the toughest. And you are playing the toughest part of your schedule. You have Green Bay, then you have Buffalo.
And at Chicago.
You're dealing with, for lack of a better term, dead bodies on the defensive side. You are missing a lot of key players. So, yeah, it's concerning. It is concerning when you're playing going against these guys, because you're right, Rico, you said it. Jordan Love ain't on one leg anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. So he's going to give you a game tomorrow, and we know what Josh Allen's going to do. He's playing like an MVP. So, yeah, it's tough.
And, yeah, and you got to play in the winter of Chicago. So chances are it's going to be bad weather that game, outdoors.
Look, your left tackle's banged up. You've got a defense ravaged by injury. You're still one of the best teams in the league. But, guys, all I can tell you, just years and years, this has been my job. It's been my life. You can tell when a team looks tired. This is hard, man. And this is the day I wish TJ was here. And obviously Friday you guys will have TJ. I would think TJ would agree with this take. It's just they're men. They're not machines. And this team has been through a lot of adversity already. They have. And they've come through it with flying colors. But what I don't delude myself into is invincibility. So no one is saying they're losing them all. It's oh no, never said it. What I'm saying is I'm nervous. And I want to know if anyone is feeling the same thing, but they're not going to say it in the group chat because you don't want your friends calling you a cat owner. 248-539-9797. David, I'm sure the ticket techs are spiraling. I'll put it to you like this. If I could sign a contract right now to win one of the next two games or two of the next three, I'd sign the paper right now. Because I don't know that that's in the bag. And they do look tired. And they're beat up. And they really can't. Guys, it's getting to a point defensively. You can't take more losses. You're playing people no one knows who they are. You're signing dead bodies. Didn't know Jamal Adams was alive.
To be a linebacker.
David Long signed, played 10 minutes later. It's a lot, man. 248-539-9797. I want to get Kenny's opinion, but he's busy screening calls, which is just fine. We'll talk to Kenny. If you call in, I want you to wish Rico a happy Founders Day. Is there a song?
No.
Does your fraternity have a song we can sing? I didn't realize it was a holiday today.
It's not a holiday.
It is a holiday. You're wearing a crested quarter zip. So you're either royalty or it's Founders Day.
I am the Prince of Zamunda.
Tell me the song.
I am not.
David, what's the song?
What song?
His fraternity has a song. He just gave it away.
I don't know. I'm not a part of the fraternity. I don't know, and I'm not going to act like I know. So.
You didn't pay for friends either. Got it. 248-539.
It wasn't about paying for friends. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, hold on. I know what it's about then. There it is.
Nope.